A bedside visit can change in one sentence. A patient says, "I do not know how I will get through this," and suddenly the chaplain must listen for meaning, relationships, practice, and care concerns without turning the moment into an interview.
That is where FICA and HOPE can help. They are spiritual assessment models commonly used in CPE training, but they work best as maps, not scripts. We do not need to ask every question or complete both models in order.
FICA invites us to explore faith or beliefs, the importance of those beliefs, spiritual community, and how the patient wants those concerns addressed in care. Faith here can include religion, but it can also mean values, meaning, identity, or what helps someone keep going.
HOPE approaches similar ground from another angle. We listen for sources of hope, organized religion, personal spirituality and practices, and the effects of those beliefs on healthcare decisions or end-of-life concerns.
So how does a chaplain choose between them in a single visit?
Read the room. If a patient names a faith tradition or community, FICA may offer a natural path. You might ask, "How important is that faith to you right now?" Or, "Is there someone from your community you want involved?" If the patient begins with coping or uncertainty, HOPE may feel less formal. You might ask, "What is helping you face today?"
Picture a patient awaiting surgery. She says, "My daughter keeps telling me to stay positive, but I feel abandoned by God." The chaplain does not rush to reassure her. Instead, the chaplain might begin with hope by asking what has supported her during other hard seasons.
She mentions prayer and a congregation, but says she has stopped answering calls. Now FICA helps deepen the assessment. How important is prayer at this moment? Does disconnection from the congregation add to her distress? Would she like the chaplain to help her contact a trusted faith leader?
The assessment also has a boundary. If she reports persistent hopelessness, thoughts of self-harm, severe confusion, or another clinical concern, the chaplain follows safety procedures and refers to the appropriate medical or behavioral health professional. Chaplains assess spiritual needs and support care. We do not diagnose or treat mental health conditions.
And we document only what serves the care team: the patient's stated concern, relevant spiritual resources or distress, any requested intervention, and referrals made. We avoid labeling the patient or making claims beyond our scope.
FICA and HOPE are not competing forms. They are listening frameworks. In one visit, you may use one model, move gently between them, or ask only a single well-chosen question.
The grounded takeaway is simple. Start with the patient's words. Follow what matters most, and let the model support the relationship rather than control it. That is how we read the room and offer care that is both spiritually attentive and clinically responsible.